Hey guys, welcome back to another podcast. It is your girl, Joanna Hamilton. Welcome back to my natural hair journey. All right. So in today's podcast, I am finally going to be doing a tea rinks. I have two Lipton tea, black tea bags in a pot of water. And I'm letting this boil. And the reason why I'm doing tea rinks is because, as you guys know, my hair is cut. I did a taper cut. And I need to do something. So with that being said, I would like to welcome you to another episode. So let's get into it. So along with this tea rinks, I will let it sit for 45 minutes because you guys should already know my natural hair journey routine is this. I pre-poo for 45 minutes. I shampoo twice. And then I do a deep conditioner. Now, because my hair is technically on a twist out, I'm doing this pre-poo because I want the back to grow, you know, a whole lot more, and the back has always been a problem area. So with that being said, that's why I'm doing the tea rinks. The next thing that I want to tell you guys about, and I'm sure I can tell you guys all about it, and I'm so excited because I finally will be doing a deep conditioner treatment overnight. I'm excited because I've done deep conditioning overnight. I find that the benefits for it is insane. And I love it. So, therefore, for this deep conditioner, I'll prep it now. I have some moringa powder. And I'm putting it in a little bit of bowl. And I'm going to be deep conditioning overnight with Maui Moisture Hair Care Curl Quench Coconut Oil Conditioner. Maui Moisture is definitely one of my staples, so that's why I'm deep conditioning with it. And I'm excited to see how this works because I have the powder form of moringa. So I'm making sure to get enough conditioner on my strands. And all I really want this to do is sit because this will be going on my head. And I'm so excited to be prepping it like this because, yeah, it's just going to be like this. I'm not doing anything to the powder or anything like that. I'm just going to let it sit and infuse with the conditioner. Now, what I should tell you guys about moringa is that it's very messy, so just be careful with the application process. You want to make sure that you have enough conditioner for this. And all I'm doing is basically combining this so when I'm ready to apply it to my wet hair, because that's what I'm going to do. As soon as I hop out the shower, I will be hopping right into my deep conditioner treatment, because deep conditioning, I think, is one of the most essential things you could ever do to your natural hair. And I know because, you know, I still got my fro. My fro's going strong. It's just the back has a little bit complications and problems, but nonetheless, I'm still enjoying my natural hair journey for what it is, and I'm not going to be mad for what it's not, okay? One of the things I definitely know that I want to talk about in this episode of my natural hair journey is comparison. I know comparison to me is like two sides to a story in a sense, but if I'm being realistic, sometimes other people's natural hair journey and what they've done and what they do, sometimes people, you know, tend to compare results, which is fine, but I don't like comparison. I wish comparison never existed. Let's just be serious, because comparison, I feel like it steals the joy away from the moment. And that's why I tend not to compare my hair to other people's hair. And that's why I'm okay with my fro the way it is, because it's pretty healthy. And that's all that matters. I definitely noticed that I don't have as much shedding anymore, which is good. And so, one of my goals for my natural hair journey is to embrace my hair 100% for what it is and not for what it should be or what I want it to be. And just, you know, the expectations I set might be on a little bit realistic, but then unrealistic at the same time, because I'm not changing my approach. But here we go. So, all I'm doing now is just finger detangling my hair, because I'm gonna let the tea cool down. Once it cools down, I'm gonna put the tea on my hair as a pre-poo treatment. I enjoy pre-pooing. I don't know about you, but I definitely am one who definitely likes to pre-poo. And so, I'm really just finger detangling right now. And I realize with this finger detangling, I'm not getting a lot of shedding, which is good. So, but, you know, it's all a part of the natural hair journey. And I can tell you this right now, everybody's natural hair journey. Whether you decided to do a big chop, whether you decided to do locks, whatever you decided to do your hair, everybody's hair is different. Mine's, I would say my natural hair journey has been complicated. Because my hair flourishes at one point and then, you know, it's back to where it was. But nonetheless, what I am doing is working on changing my diet. That's a daily process, of course, day by day. Not going to happen overnight. But I also want to stretch my hair one last time. And do some flat twists. And or if I don't choose to stretch my hair, which I don't think I'm going to, because I realized this, I can do my hair without stretching it. And so I don't think heat is necessary at this point. So let's just cancel out the heat at this point, because heat is more damaging to my hair than it is good. So I actually will not be stretching on my hair. I'm trying to do a no heatless hair journey because I want my hair to shrink and I want my hair to keep all its shrinkage. Like, shrinkage is one of the most beautiful things, and I think that's why a lot of people, they, I wouldn't say hate on, but they envy, like, you know, my hair texture because of the fact that it can shrink. My hair to me is like a sponge, and that's beautiful. That's one of the things that I always liked about my hair. I never hated my hair, but you know, over the years when you're being told, you know, certain things and stuff like that, it kind of does affect how you feel about your hair. But at the end of the day, I've never been embarrassed to be like, this is my hair, because the day it's a fro. Let's just be serious. If I stretch it, that's where you can see the length. If you guys check out one of my reels, that's my natural hair right there. That's it. So my natural hair to me is beautiful. I don't let nobody define or dictate how I feel about my hair. People can say whatever they want, because at the end of the day, those are just opinions. It is not a fact. And it's not proven that there's anything wrong with my hair. So I'm just throwing that out there. And so that's kind of what I, you know, deal with over the years of my natural hair journey. I haven't always gotten the best, you know, feedback towards my hair. I've kind of gotten a lot of criticism, whether it want to be constructive criticism or the other way around. Or just things that I should do to my hair, because, you know, people feel like they can tell people what to do with their hair. And but at the end of the day, it's advice. You could choose to take it or leave it, and I left it behind because it's not constructive to me. Like, if someone was supposed to tell me constructively what to do with my hair, they'd probably be like, oh, you should, you know, go get in some braids. Paying people to do my hair is not an option this year, and I firmly stand by that. The only time I will be going to get my hair done is on my birthday. That's if I want to, and that's my choice. But otherwise than that, I haven't had nobody touch my hair or something like that. If I decide, you know, I really want to take this lock journey serious and start locks all over again, then I'll go to a professional for them to start it, only because I could never start locks myself. But all the hairstyles I could do, I try to do my hair all the time. I've maintained doing it because it's my hair, so I'm in control of that. I don't want others to be like, well, you should do this to your hair, you should do that to your hair. That's why when it comes to hair advice, my hair advice is practical. It's embracing your hair, choosing to take over your own natural hair journey, and not relying on others to make your hair grow. Because if your hair doesn't grow, you're the only one to blame. You're the only factor, you're the only cause, unless it's like you have a medical condition or something like that, where, you know, it could be different for a lot of people that could affect your hair. But away from that, you're the only cause. So, I mean, that's tough. But still, like, I actually enjoy doing my hair. It is a self-care session to me, and that's a way that I pour back into myself. It's taking care of my fro. However, so that's keeping it moisturized, that's making sure it's tied down, that's covering it, that's just leaving it alone, and so on and so forth. And I taper cut my hair because the back was giving me problems, so I'm glad that I cut it so it can regrow back. This hairstyle, what I'm going to do is I will wash the routine from start to finish, and then when I come back tomorrow, I'm gonna rinse out my deep conditioner, and then I'm gonna part my hair and stretch it and do some flat twists, and that's it. I can throw on a scarf if I choose to, but I'm gonna stretch it out and do it so that way it sits overnight. As in terms of it being done, that's the hairstyle I'm going for, because flat twists are pretty easy to me, so I don't have to do as much to it. Mini twists, I have to do a whole lot to them, I think, you know, just making sure that it stays in the style and whatnot. But I'm doing these flat twists because I will be taking these out in 3 days, because today is a Wednesday. So I'm going to do my flat twists and leave them in until Monday. And then I'll take them out, fluff it out, and that's it. I plan on wearing my hair 100%. Not stretched in a sense, because obviously I'm not using heat no more. I've decided to ditch the blow dryer. And so that comes with, how am I going to do my hair? Well, I've always learned to do my hair when it's like this in the fro. And all I really have to do is just be able to separate my hair. That's it. Once I'm able to separate my hair with a comb, I don't have to do as much. What I really want to focus on this year is sticking to my routine, but changing my diet. So I'm going to prep my purple right now, because you guys know I just enjoy purpling. Like, purpling is something that I have to continue. So let's go. Welcome back. It is about time for me to shampoo, and I'm gonna take a quick shower. Basically, what I'm gonna do right now, I let the pre-poo sit on my hair for 45 minutes. So, and I'm all right. So let's hop into the shower. I'm gonna shampoo my hair, and that's pretty much it. The shampoo I'm gonna use, Not My Moisture. I'm gonna shampoo twice with Total Miracle 7-in-1 shampoo by Algae Moist. I'm gonna rinse out my hair. First, use our shampoo. the shampoo twice. With Ali Moist again, use the shampoo to your discretion. I already use that much shampoo when I shampoo. I use just enough. Okay. So when I shampoo, I make sure I'm not rough on my scalp when gentle. I also need to get a shampoo brush to really lift all the dirt and stuff off my scalp. Okay, this shampoo works pretty well. I like it. It's got a good lather and it's super clean and I love it. That's the first wash. Shampoo twice with a little bit less on shampoo the second time. This time, I'm focusing more on my edges, my hairline, the nape of my hair too. Yeah. That's my shampoo routine right there. Nothing too complicated. I definitely use it to get the end of my hair. Thank you as well. This camera here is 100% clean. And then I just let it be. So this is in my shampoo routine in my hair. Not ready. Yeah, my wash today is to use my deep conditioner and my purchase needs to be taken to the next level. So real because even less my hair needs the most. I wouldn't say my hair needs to be shampooed as often, but I would just say that my hair definitely needs extra TLC when it comes to my purchase segment. And my deep conditioner treatments because I thought my hair is going to And that is why I put most of my effort into my natural hair journey. Into those parts. So my wash day routine because, shampoo my hair is pretty simple. But I want to get my hair what it needs, especially when it comes to pursuing before I do it for before I shampoo. That's important. And then deep conditioning is something I would never give up on my natural hair journey. But also, it's something I want to put in there for extra. I'm into. That's why the DIY. So, in my DIY conditioner, I have Moringa, my two favorite deep conditioners, and the oil mix that I made. I think I put the information for that one on my Instagram, so be sure to check that one out. I do need to make my hair better, but that is postponed because it's just postponed. And so, I need the ingredients and stuff. Had any for little for nothing and then come out with it. So make sure to check out my previous comments or here's a new podcast. And then I talk about it. But I also like to let my hair get soaked because my hair is low porosity. So I want to say that all my skins are getting the TLC. And just extra water because I need my cuticles to be open. So I definitely shampoo with warm water. That cuticles aren't open that much, they're closed. And so for the last step I do is I just roll my hair underneath the shower. Making sure that it is completely saturated with this warm water. now that I'm done. Since I'm overnight deep conditioning, I'm going to make sure that I get all of this on my scalp. Definitely saturated my strands with it. So, yeah, because this is overnight deep conditioner. This is more like a paste. So, I'm excited to be deep conditioning with Moringa because I know it has very good benefits. Not only if you ingest it, but if you use it as a treatment to your hair. So, yeah, I'm making sure that my whole head is getting coated with this. Because this will be staying on my hair overnight. With two plastic caps. And with a scarf, of course, because I'm going to my bed. So, that's how I do my overnight deep conditioner. Like, I double up on the stuff. So, I would definitely be doing two plastic caps. And a plastic bag. And then the scarf. Because I'm not using any heat to actually deep condition this. This will just be overnight deep conditioning. So, yeah. And my hair definitely needs this treatment. I think overnight deep conditioning benefits my hair really well. In terms of manageability and softness. And the health of my hair. It's important. So, I'm making sure that I get my whole entire head. I don't miss a spot. Or a strand for that matter, because you know every strand matters when it comes to deep conditioning. So definitely make sure that I am applying this thoroughly to my hair. Finger detangling as well. Making sure that every strand gets covered in this overnight deep conditioning. I think I don't play when it comes to deep conditioning. That's the serious matter of this, because I tend to be a little bit heavier handed when it comes to deep conditioning. Yeah, I use a lot, but I don't obviously use that much, but I use a lot because of the simple fact that it's an overnight treatment and my hair, you know, needs it. So, and plus overnight deep conditioning helps my hair tremendously, and I can vouch for that. It becomes more manageable for me because I have 4C hair, so you automatically know that my hair is kinky, coily, and rough. I don't use the term nappy because it's not nappy, it's just rough. In terms of like its manageability, it needs to be blow dried for lengthwise, but my hair's rough. Well, it's nappy too, but it's just rough. The texture is very, very coarse, so I think like using this as a deep conditioner treatment will improve its manageability, which is all I want for my hair, is to be a little bit more manageable. I don't want my hair to, you know, be lacking anything. So my TLC to it is this overnight deep conditioner treatment mask, which I think is going to do wonders for my hair. I finger detangle for the whole entire process of my wash day, so I finger detangle from start to finish too. So this does include some finger detangling because, you know, I'm not using combs in my hair. The only comb I will actually be using to style my hair is a rat tail comb, but as far as like regular combs in my hair, I think I want to stop using combs in that manner. Just use it for what it's supposed to be used for, which is parting my hair. Making sure that I'm getting the nape. The back of my hair definitely needs this treatment the most because obviously I cut my hair back there. So, I mean, like, that's why. I'm gonna do this treatment. And I'm gonna let this sit in my hair overnight. And I'm gonna apply just a little bit more oil to this conditioner too, because it is a DIY. So it's the Moringa Leaf Powder, the Aussie Moist Conditioner, Molly Moist Conditioner, and the oil mix that I made. I will be applying just a little bit more oil to it, to, you know, sealing all that goodness. Because the health of my hair matters. It may never grow how fast I want it to grow or whatever the case may be, but the health of it, keeping my hair healthy, keeping the curls popping, you know, keeping the texture, looking at my ends, making sure that they, you know, do what they're supposed to do. And trust me, I could tell if I have trashy ends too. But I actually haven't had a trim in a very long time. I don't think one is needed right now because I just cut my hair, so there'd be no need for me to like trim anything up. What I'm gonna do is add a little water to this bowl and just get the rest of the paste and mix onto my hair. And this is a little bit messy, especially for application wise. And then, you know, I'm just paying attention to my ends because my ends is really what I focus on. And my ends curl up back nicely. The shrinkage, the definition is still there. So that's how I know my hair is pretty healthy. You know, I just make sure my whole head gets it. And then I'm going to do this off of my hand. And it's like a bowl, so it's a bowl. I use that for everything that was useful. This little bowl that I have is for my DIY deep conditioner. So I have a jar that is going to be for my pre-poon until I decide to make my hair butter. But if I don't decide to make my hair butter, or if I don't make it again, then I'll have a jar for my deep conditioner and a small little glass bowl. Sorry, I said that the wrong way. So I have a small little glass bowl for my deep conditioner. And then I'm washing out this other jar, because this jar will be for my tissues. So this is a jar that my hair butter was in, but I used it all, so I guess maybe we'll try. And then I have some oil mix in this bottle right here. I'm gonna give this a good shake, because I've been looking for this oil mix and I couldn't find it. So this also will be going with my deep conditioner. You know, because I think oils is very good. I haven't used oil on my scalp because, unfortunately, I couldn't find the oil. So that's why I didn't use it. But I will be definitely making sure that I use oils and incorporate oils into my treatments. Or just in my overall hair care regimen, because I think oils are very important. So what I'm going to do is pour a little bit on my hand. That's it. And all I'm going to do is just take it and put it on my hair with this mask. And with the oil, I'm just making sure it gets evenly distributed. You know, I don't use a lot of oil. I use a little bit because I don't want my scalp to be greasy. Even when I oil my scalp, because the oil mix that I made is so potent, I only have to use a little bit. So what I want to make sure that I do is, because this is overnight, I'm actually going to take just some extra oil and put it on my hands real quick and put the oil that I'm taking right now over my edges, because we got to keep protecting those with the hair mask, of course. And then I want to put some at the nape of my head and at the back of my head. So oil really, to me, only goes in certain places that I want to, you know, keep the hair growing. And my edges is one of them. And with this hair mask, you know, my edges are included. So I do deep condition my whole entire head.
And then what I'm gonna do is style this. Right now I'm gonna throw in some really chunky flat twist. So that way, you know, it can stay in better. And I'm probably just gonna put them two. And then just take the excess and go where it needs to go. And that is it. My last thing to do is wash off my hands because the application process is messy. So I recommend you, you know, be prepared to clean up. So what I'm gonna do next is on my shower cap. Now I need to go and get a plastic bag because I'm going to use the same shower caps that I used for my previous. Because, you know, why not? And also because I'm going to almost shower caps, like I'm completely out. So I'm just going to rinse these out. Use them with a plastic bag. So I rinsed them out because all I did was use these for two rinses. So I'm going to put both of them back on my head because they're rinsed out. I'll switch shower caps, and then what I'll do with this is put a plastic bag over it. When I deep condition my hair, I'm extra. It's just because I want my hair to stay in this deep condition overnight and get the maximum benefits of it. So I then will be using a plastic bag and a scarf. The scarf is so that all the plastic caps that I put on my head stay in place. I know y'all probably thinking that I'm crazy. And no, the only reason why I do this is because I want my hair to get the maximum benefits. And so this is how it works. Three plastic clamp caps and a shower cap. And then I throw on a scarf. Guys, so I've officially started my deep conditioning process. And I will see you guys tomorrow morning when I'm ready to wash out my hair and finally style it. And I'll give you guys a good review towards the end. If you made it this far, I want to thank you so much. Before I close this segment out and return back tomorrow morning, I want to tell you this. Make sure that you know you're supporting your girl on Instagram. Go over there and follow me. _JoannaHamilton. And if you don't, what are you doing over there? I post the pics and the episodes. So with that being said, enjoy your deep conditioning time. I know I do. So I'll see you guys tomorrow morning. It is the next day. I'm officially ready to wash out my hair. I'm going to take off the shower cap first. Because it's just soft. I actually like this.
deep conditioner treatment. Feels like it did what it should have done. Definitely feels a lot more softer, so that's good. I'm just excited to wash it off and see. Where would be any more maybe to work on that? So, shower. I like how I made my hair feel nice and soft. Yeah, it's definitely. It is definitely. Alright, so here I go. Try to start at the back first. I feel like how it's my hair too. My hair feels like it's all.
I'm gonna just end up doing some nail first, and then I'm styling my edges. I don't want to scarf. I kind of don't want to hit them on because I don't want the back out anyway, so I can just style them a little first. And just pop them out in the front place. And you can see my style. So that's how I'm gonna end up styling my hair. So I'm gonna make sure I'm taking the camera for this one. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna really get on.
These ones I know I won't be doing mini size. These ones I'm going to do actually small. And then some like finger pulls. I'm gonna try to. I don't know how I just gonna put in the back of home. I'm just going like this. definitely know I'm gonna take some pictures of my hair because I want to see. Let me do that. So I'm gonna take a picture of the front and the back. After this. Excuse me for the noise, but that's what I decided. All right, so I have my hair freshly washed and blow dried, and so I'm just gonna begin to start with these straight backs. I'm using a rat tail comb. How I'm going to do these now, I don't really care how they come out. I mean, I'm throwing on a wig, so styling for these straight backs don't really bother me. I just want the wig to, you know, be flat. So here we go. So I'm going to braid with some Shining Jam. This is for gripping purposes. And some edge tamer, just a little bit of that. And to moisturize my hair because my hair is giving dry. I'm gonna use my Cream of Nature Pure Honey Moisture Whip Twisting Cream and just a little bit of that for these braids, and that's it. That's the combo I will be using because my hair is very dry. The reason why I'm using the gels and stuff is so that it does get a good hold, so when I am braiding it down, it's not like slipping out of my hand and whatnot. And you know, it's coming out very, very neat. This is it. So that's one down. I'm gonna start the next one. I should have about 8 or 9 of these straight backs in my hair. And this, I will be keeping these in for 2 months. I really just want to leave my hair alone for you guys. Like, that's it. I actually redo this one because I didn't like the way this one came out. Or you know what? I don't even gotta do straight backs for this. I can do flat twists. I've seen it done. Just a couple of tutorials. Flat twists are a lot more quicker. Faster if you ask me. So that's what I'm gonna do instead. So what I'm gonna do is just do these flat twists pretty small. Nothing special to a flat twist. I just have to do these a lot more smaller than I would do if I was doing straight backs. So yeah, these are going to be actually pretty small. So I'm going to start from the front of my head and work my way back. making sure that I'm doing these extra small because of the thickness of my hair. That is why I can't do them big. I'll work section by section. And for these, I'm just going to use the Curve of Nature Twisting Cream. With a little bit of Shiny Jam. Just, you know, get that grip and get that hold. So, you guys, let's get into it because I was looking for the comb. Okay. So, I am halfway done with my hair. I did a total of 4. Well, no, I lied. I did a total of 5, actually, so. 5 flat twists artificially in my hair. Woo! I'm excited for this because I am keeping this hairstyle in, or this install, for a whole 2 months. 2 months because I finally got like actual like wig glue, and I'm not using no got to be glue. Although I still will be using got to be glue for this install, but I got the wig glue, and the wig glue is actually pretty good. So I'm just gonna continue with these flat twists, like I told you guys, because I can't cane roll my hair to save my life. Cane rolls will take too long for me. Okay, that's just it. Bottom line, they take too long, and I will be watching a tutorial on how to cane roll my hair, actually, because I want a cane roll for real, for real. So, but flat twists will have to do for now. I'm still using a little bit of the cream because, you know, my hair got to be moisturized for this process. Dry hair is unacceptable with a little bit of shiny for these flat twists. So, it should be done pretty soon. Because I am doing these small. There's probably going to be like 2 of them that are actually like large flat twists. But to me, it doesn't really matter. Because at the end of the day, it's going to be flat regardless. So, that's all that matters. Is it being flat really and truly? That's all I want. And so these flat twists is just a good alternative for some cane rolls, because I cannot, and I know I'm not the only one that struggles with it, I cannot cane roll for my life. I tried to cane roll. Somehow I just haven't picked the best go yet for doing my natural hair. So flat twists are a little bit easier. I can do box braids. I just can't cane roll. So what I'm going to do is, because I'm leaving this in for 2 months, I think, I'm just going to continue this process, and I'm going to attempt to cane roll maybe 1 or 2 times. But flat twists are a lot more easier for me because they're just quicker to do, and they don't take as much time. So, yeah. They still take time, but it does not take me that long. So. And I have to do these ones that I'm about to do at the top of my head a little more smaller, because I did one side already, which is my left side is completely done. it's just my right side I need to fix, and then do the front and the middle, and that's it, and I'm done. But yeah, these are actually pretty quick. And I'm trying to keep my hair sectioned off as best as I can. If it gets in the way, it gets in the way. But nonetheless, let's do this hairstyle because, y'all, I need to give my hair a break, for real. I think this is a great way to do so. So, that is why I'm doing this install. It should last me about 2 months because I know the glue is actually pretty durable. So, in terms of how I'm going to style it, I don't know. But, all I know, it is the same hair that I had back in March, I think. A couple of weeks ago. You guys should make sure that you're checking out my Instagram. Because I know I posted a picture with this hair. It's the same one, y'all. I haven't decided to buy another unit yet. But I will be pretty soon. Depending on how this one goes and if I can keep up with doing this hairstyle and just perfecting my skill. I don't, because I'm not, you know, a cosmetologist or a stylist or anything like that. But I want to perfect this skill because I'm not having nobody do my hair. So if that means I have to do this myself as many times as I need to perfect it. It's not that hard for me to get down when I got it. So, all it is now is just brushing up what I needed to work on and just continuing to do this. And plus, I'm giving this a whole revamp, I guess. From the last time I did it. So. Alright, so these can't go across. These are going to have to go back. So I'm going to do 4 going back. And that is it for these flat twists. The reason why I like flat twists is because they are a lot more quicker in terms of to get it done. Not that I'm rushing or anything, but it's just I prefer these because the method is quicker. So, I got places to be and I don't have time to really do my hair like that now that I think about it, especially like during the week. This is the end of the week, but during the week I got places to be and things to do, so I don't have time to actually sit and get up every day and do my hair, which is what I want to stop doing. So that's why I'm doing this and just giving my hair an overall break. Now to say I'm completely finished, so
Okay, so I have my wig cap here. It's a black one. I place it on my head real quickly and adjust it to how I need it to be. I'm just making sure it's snug enough and it's tight enough on my head. Should I have to do anything to this thing? Okay, so this thing's flat in my head the way that it needs to be. And what I'm going to do is then grab some foundation. I'm using just a little bit because, to be honest with you, my foundation for Betty Beauty is almost done. So I'm using just a little bit on the wig cap. I can barely get in and out. What the heck? Alrighty, you guys. To end this podcast, I want to thank you guys so much if you made it this far. As I usually say towards the end, make sure that you're following me on Instagram or Twitter, Jordan Hamilton. If you're not, what are you doing? Go follow me over there. I posted pics and episodes, and I am finished with this install for the second time. But nonetheless, I hope that you guys enjoyed this podcast, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Is there really no more of this? Like, I'm surprised because I barely even use the foundation. But nonetheless, there is some there. Okay, I only needed a little bit. Then because, you know, I want to be a little fancy with this hair this install, I'm doing that whole method of where you pull it over your ears first. Then I'm just going to neatly, a little bit of got to be glue, just a little bit. I don't need that much. I'm just gonna put it along the lines of where I need it to be, because this will be like the little mold.
then I'm gonna put some free spray. Cause you know I'm gonna be fancy. And gently plugging this blow dryer without blowing out my circuit. Take this little razor and begin to shape this wig cap to my head. I'm good to go to start the process. Because there's all set. What I'm going to do next is, because I'm using hair glue, take a little bit of hair glue. I'm using kind of a lot, not a lot. Not that much, and just apply it to the part I just finished cutting off. With some free spray. And then I'm gonna take the hair and place it gently there and begin the mounting process. So I want to make sure that this hair not only stays but it's fixed properly and all that other stuff. So let's go to this mounting process. do, because this is not cooperating with me, I'm gonna put a little more gossipy glue. And we're using a little bit more of the wig glue. Yeah, you definitely have to make sure your wig cap definitely is gonna stay, because this one, I don't know. I'm using a little bit extra of the hair glue. And what I'm gonna do now is just pull this down, because I think I'm gonna go from one side to the next before I do the whole entire thing. So one side is gonna go first, and then I'm gonna just do the other one next. Test to make sure everything's secure. Okay. Got to use a ton of heat. Thank you. I'm gonna do before I do this again, I'm gonna just gently lift it because everything seems to be all set, and put a little bit more got to be glue spray right here. This is just to make sure that it's all set, because I don't know, I'm a little extra. I'm gonna do that same technique to both sides anyways.